an extraordinary story. God's hand guiding all of it, no doubt.
Science and God really are just complementary.
We're in the middle of a war, spiritual warfare.
God doesn't just tolerate us. God loves us.
Rooted in Christ and growing throughout the world, our church is ever ancient, ever new.
Welcome to Ever Ancient, Ever New, the youth and young adult show here on Holy Family Radio, AM 720, 720 WHYF. I'm your host, Mike Creevy, and you are here because you either are a young person or you know a young person, and faith can be challenging at every sort of age, but also in a particular way when we are in our teens or 20s. Our early 30s even. I'm in my mid-30s now, but still, it's a challenge. But some of those issues that really maybe perplex us, maybe that we find especially daunting, you know, maybe in this particular cultural milieu, you know, how do I live my faith out in high school when it may not seem cool or my friends aren't like that, you know, or I don't really care about religion, or I think God's just some big, you know, monster, or just he's okay, but he's really far away and doesn't care about me, or, you know, whatever it might be. Maybe I've done something that I'm ashamed of and I feel guilt and I don't really think God could forgive me for it. You know, I've been there myself, to tell you the truth, you know, and I think we all are to some degree in our Christian life when we do something that we know is wrong. It just sticks with us and we know deep down that something has to be made right. You know, well, so what do you do? So those are some of the things we look at on this program. We look at prayer. We look at the life of faith. We look at how to grow in your faith, how you can learn more about it intellectually. A lot of times we talk about clarifications about things, and that's a big thing I've found in my own experience with high school students in the last 10 or 15 years is so much is just poorly understood. There's so many caricatures out there. It's like you can spend your whole career basically in teaching high school theology or in youth ministry or whatever it might be, just wading through that and trying to clarify that. And I think we're going to get at some of that here today in this episode. So I want to begin with prayer as always in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, send your Spirit into our hearts, into our minds. Send your Spirit into our midst. Draw us into the relationship of the Holy Trinity. Draw us into your own love. Draw us into your life. Fill us with grace. Fill us with the light that comes from you, and help us to never do anything to put that light out, to dim it, to do anything that hinders it. May we be lights for others. May we be the salt of the earth, the light of the earth, as you have called us to be. And we ask this through your power, through your grace, through your presence. We ask this in your name, as we pray, as we always pray, in union with the church throughout the world, asking for the intercession of your blessed mother. We pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let's ask our show patrons, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati and Blessed Chiara Luce Bedano, please pray for us. Well, I've called this show today The Natural Law, and that might sound boring to you, but if it does, I kind of might go out on a limb here and say you don't know what the natural law really is, or you, and I'm not saying that insultingly, I'm saying maybe no one ever told you, or maybe you're a little confused about it, or you might be thinking, this is probably most common, that I'm talking about the laws of nature. That's not exactly what natural law means, and it gets confusing. So we're going to go into that. But by the reason I want to go into that topic a little bit today and just give you some food for thought about that, maybe some resources, some things you can share, some ideas at least you can share with, you know, if you're not a young person yourself, you know, you can look this stuff up, you know, pretty much anywhere, but in the catechism, and you can Google a little bit. It's not hard to kind of find some good stuff on natural law today, thankfully. But that doesn't mean that it is kind of very present and clear in the popular consciousness, I'm afraid. So this is good to share with your sons or daughters or nieces, nephews, students, grandchildren, whatever the case may be, because I think I found a pretty good example here of a quote that very quickly shows a real good cross-section of everything that's wrong with our entire society. So here we go. Without further ado, I saw this a couple months back, and it's kind of old news now, I guess, but there was this ad that was really popular on YouTube for a while, and a couple of places it popped up, and it was for GoDaddy.com, the web hosting service. And, you know, they've been known for some shocking commercials and stuff in the past. This one was sort of in a different way, was shocking to me. And I have the transcript here of it. So the preview, the commercial is sort of innocuous enough, it seems. It's just a series of, you know, young to just south of middle-aged, you know, poster children of kind of the secular liberal culture, you know, artists and athletes and musicians and all these successful people who are very bold and have achieved all these things and are you know, successful in different ways. Now, is that immediately wrong or evil? Of course not. You know, that's not my point at all. Please don't think that's my point. But just I want to dig into this because the philosophy that undergirds this commercial, I think, is extremely dangerous. Even if it doesn't always lead immediately to some sort of enormous catastrophe, just listen to the words here. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to try to read it dispassionately the first time in a somewhat enthusiastic, you know, kind of way, but not critical way. So here's what it says. As the commercial goes through it, the narrator says, "The world isn't black and white. There's no set path, no way you have to be. So why not do what you've been dreaming of? When you're stuck in someone else's story, write your own. When they want you to be quiet, say it louder. When you crave change in society, make it happen. Don't listen to self-doubt. Don't stop for people who don't understand your vision. Whether it's big or small, just go full steam ahead. You've got the power. We've got the tools. Make the world you want and share it with everyone." Okay, so it's a commercial, right? GoDaddy.com is trying to get people web hosting services so they can do their thing and have their website. Okay, that's the sort of surface of it, right? That's the advertisement. But I think we're blind if we just completely ignore that there's something much, 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 much deeper going on here. There's some very, very direct and sort of forceful, in a sense, assertions being made by this commercial. And I'm going to pick it apart here a little bit, and I'm going to challenge a lot of it. Okay, so again, the world isn't black and white. Okay, first of all, what does that mean? Are we talking about there's no right and wrong, objectively speaking? Or you see what I mean? You can fall into some danger there. So the world, it isn't. It just isn't black and white. Okay? Statement number one. There's no set path, no way you have to be. Okay, well, what if I think we have to be kind to one another, or I have to not murder people, or we have to not rape or steal or pillage? So that's just my opinion, or, you know, okay, so there's a second problem. Okay, there's no way you have to be. Okay, does that include law-abiding or just? Okay, or, quite frankly, in agreement with you, person who wrote this, I don't have to agree with you. I think you probably think I do. They're making an absolute statement that's sort of dressed in relativism. This always happens with relativism. Relativism makes no sense. So then it goes on. It says, so why not do what you've been dreaming of? Okay, well, fine, fair enough. You have dreams, you want to do it. And then here we go. When you're stuck in someone else's story, write your own. Okay, maybe. If we're talking about you're being oppressed, like legitimately having your genuine human rights violated, yeah. But then we should have a discussion about what is a human right versus just a preference, or, you know, like it's more complicated than they're making it, funny enough. They're being very black and white, I might add, in this narrative, which is ironic. So, and you'll keep seeing this, hopefully, you know, it just the more I read this, the more it blows my mind how just utterly meaningless and self-refuting their own little screed here is. You know, I don't know who's writing things at GoDaddy.com, but I don't think they've ever passed a philosophy 101 course. So it goes on. Here you go. When they want you to be quiet, say it louder. That's interesting. If you ask me, there is plenty of noise in our world right now. And if there is something we could all use a lot more of, it's silence. So we can actually hear and reflect and think instead of always just emoting and screaming out over everybody else until you win, you know? The next sentence here. When you crave change in society, make it happen. Okay, that's a very democratic kind of notion. You know, that's I can get on board with a lot of that. But some changes shouldn't happen. Okay? Then it goes on. Don't listen to self-doubt. Okay? Don't stop for people who don't understand your vision. Well, what if your vision is stupid? I know that might sound shocking. I'm sorry. But there have been some things in my life that I was really convinced were the thing I was supposed to do, and I really went for it, and I needed the people who loved me and knew me well to help me see how stupid what I was doing was. Okay? So don't stop for people who don't understand your vision. Well, what if your vision is dangerous? What if your vision is misguided? What if your vision is too hasty? You know, there has to be a qualifier on this. You know, the sort of self-worship that this kind of advertisement puts out there is just – they're not even trying to hide it anymore. You know, and then lastly here, whether it's big or small, whether it's big or small, just go full steam ahead. Here's the key. You've got the power. We've got the tools. Make the world you want and share it with everyone. Wow. Okay. So what do we got? Power. Everything's about power. You see that everywhere you look, right? Power is like the fundamental reality of human life, more and more in the minds of a lot of people. And it's all about getting it. And then you have it and you do with it what you want. How is that any different than Hitler? How is that any different than the psychology of Mao Zedong? How is that any different than the psychology of Pol Pot? You know, or Stalin, or any dictator you can think of. Where is there any difference in the philosophy between this GoDaddy ad and the most horrific, evil, self-centered, destructive societies that have ever lived? Okay? I you know, maybe I'm the only one in the world thinking about this ad. Everyone else just maybe just sort of sees it, or it just kind of goes in the back of your mind, or whatever the case is. But I'd like to think that there's a lot more people out there who are willing to push back on some of this stuff and say, I think something's missing here, and I think we should have a conversation about this. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Mike Creevy, host of Ever Ancient, Ever New. We're talking about the natural law, and we're going to get more to that in the second half of the program today. Don't go away. You're listening to Holy Family Radio, 720, WHYF.com, AM 720.
Holy Family Radio is your Catholic voice in central Pennsylvania, but as a listener-supported radio station, we need your help, not only during our annual pledge drives and speaker series, but throughout the year. Please prayerfully consider a donation of any amount to AM 720. Giving is easy. Visit our website, 720whyf.com, and click the donate page and follow the instructions. And thank you for whatever you can give to Holy Family Radio.
Welcome back to Ever Ancient, Ever New on Holy Family Radio, AM 720, 720 WHYF over the air. So it's AM 720 on air and 720WHYF.com is the website. I'm your host, Mike Creevy, and we are today taking a look at ultimately, the natural law, just setting some ground principles or ground rules, some basic principles here looking at this. And if you're just tuning in, I quoted, I'll read it one more time real quick. I broke it down in the first half. If you want to catch it later, you can go back and listen to the podcast we have on our website. You can get it later on or over on our Facebook page, you know, a couple places you can get that. So here's the quote. It's from a GoDaddy.com commercial a couple months ago I saw on YouTube. It's all these, you know, professionals, all these like super, you know, ingenuity-minded people, some innovators, some artists, and, you know, fashion designers, all these successful people. And it's highlighting them and all their achievements, basically. And it says, the world isn't black and white. There's no set path, no way you have to be. So why not do what you've been dreaming of? When you're stuck in someone else's story, write your own. When they want you to be quiet, say it louder. When you crave change in society, make it happen. Don't listen to self-doubt. Don't stop for people who don't understand your vision. Whether it's big or small, just go full steam ahead. You've got the power. We've got the tools. Make the world you want and share it with everyone. So maybe I should have recorded it for them. I really got into it there. So what I've basically been trying to make the case for here is that there is some incredibly deceitful, twisted, and dangerous philosophies buried in this. And they're not even buried that deep. You know, what do we see in this? You know, okay, on the surface of it, it's just an ad for people to get a website, you know, and that GoDaddy.com can do it. But the whole principle behind this is that you are God for all intents and purposes, okay? That what you want is what's right. That you should just have the absolute uninhibited ability to go do whatever you want and everyone else just has to deal with it. Okay. And what I said right before the break was, how is that thinking any different whatsoever from the thinking of people like Hitler or Stalin? Okay. It's not. Now, am I saying that everybody who buys into this is going to become a genocidal maniac? No. Okay. However, why risk it? Why would we willingly go down a path that is so clearly and obviously this problematic? There are so many assumptions that this kind of thinking makes that are just not true. They're just not, you know, and there's no questioning of it whatsoever. Now, why am I bringing this up on a youth and young adult themed show? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not aware of this already, this is the mentality that is every moment of every day trying to absolutely captivate your kids' attention. This is evangelism, okay? This is evangelization, okay, from, let's just say, not God, okay? And leave it at that for now. We can get that into another show. But there's definitely some demonic, you know, influences going on behind the scenes in some of this stuff. Why? Oh, Mike, you're crazy. Well, no, okay, look. The devil is real. The fallen angels are real. What do they want to do? They don't want us. They don't want us to be on their team and, like, fight against God because they like us or something like that. They want us to just be unmade. They hate that we are made in the image and likeness of God. They hate how much God loves us. They are envious of us, and they want to just destroy it. That's it. It's as simple as it could be. So how do you destroy it? Well, you pick away at it slowly and very carefully, and you tickle the ear, and you get us on a path that we don't notice at first is leading us over the cliff. How do you do that? Well, pretty easily, actually. First off, you get us convinced that what it means to be a human being is basically whatever I want it to mean. You get us to ignore, here comes the title, the big buildup, the natural law. Now, what is the natural law? I mean, this might sound boring to you. It's anything but, okay? This is from the Catechism in the In Brief section. This is paragraphs 1975 to 1986. There's a good breakdown of this, and then you can look at the paragraphs before that as well. Natural law. So first of all, they describe, St. Thomas Aquinas describes law as any law, okay, as an ordinance of reason for the common good promulgated by the one who is in charge of the community, okay? So some sort of rational, reasonable rule or ordinance, okay, that's for the common good of the community, okay, that is put in place by one who has the authority to do so, okay? So when we look at natural law, really what we're talking about here, the Catechism lays it out, this is paragraphs 1954 and following really is good on this, that the natural law, it's a natural moral law. In other words, basically God, it's participation in the wisdom and the goodness of God. In other words, when God made the universe, he put into it certain patterns and certain reflections of reality, namely himself, the way things really are, okay? Things have natures. Trees are always tree-ish. Rocks are always rocky, you know? Now, we are a little bit more mysterious because we have a free will and we can make decisions, but we don't have a free will to just do whatever we want to do. So the will itself is not just automatically right. We are made to align our will, our sort of deciding faculty, and our intellect, you know, our internal ability to look out in the universe and the world around us and see things, see how things work, see how things ought to be, okay? And to choose to behave in accordance with that. You know, in other words, to choose to participate in things the way God made them to be. Now, I'm very, very, you know, lightly summarizing how this works. You know, but basically, So here you go. Listen to this. This is from Thomas Aquinas. He says, the natural law is nothing other than the light of understanding placed in us by God. Through it, we know what we must do and what we must avoid. God has given this light or law at the creation. Okay. So as an act of creation, which didn't happen a long, long, long time ago, I think we think about it that way a lot. Creation is always going on. God is actively creating you right now as you listen to this. He's actively creating me. If he didn't, I would disappear. You would disappear. That means that basically at every moment, as we think of each moment, we are coming right from God. You know, he is creating us. He has a plan for us. But he also gives us free will. He gives us the ability to choose to participate in that or to reject it. You know, for freedom to be true and real, we have to also have the possibility of saying no. Otherwise, we're just slaves. So when we go back here to some of these problems in our society, listen to this. This is from the famous, the really notorious passage at the heart of Justice Kennedy's comments from the famous Supreme Court case, Casey versus Planned Parenthood. And this is what Anthony Kennedy said. This is 1992. He says, at the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of human life. Let me read that astonishingly arrogant thing one more time. At the heart of liberty, in other words, like the ground zero, the center of freedom and liberty, is ultimately, he says, quote, the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of human life. Gee, did you leave anything out, Justice Kennedy? You know, I can't believe that anybody could possibly hear that sentence without like a chill going up your spine. Again, you don't, okay. You have a problem then with the fact that Hitler very clearly defined his own concept of the universe and meaning and the meaning and the mystery of human life. And he determined that Jews and Catholics and various and gypsies and other people weren't human, so he could do whatever he wanted with them. He could, to quote the GoDaddy.com commercial, make the world he wanted and share it with others. Okay? So basically, here we only have a few minutes left in the program. There's a million ways we could go with this. I just want to kind of press pause today and bring some of this up to think about this. What are some of the assumptions we make when we just so, you know, uncritically accept the idea that we can just do or be whatever we want? It sounds good sometimes when you're a kid. You know, you're growing up, you don't know what you want to do for a career, and someone tells you you can be whatever you want to be. That's not true. I can't be a horse, okay? I can't be a pineapple. But the danger is, with a lot of the things we see going on in our society today, we've lost the sense, we've lost the line in there somewhere, and we're moving increasingly in a direction where we're seeing the natural result of this kind of thinking. That if I can truly be whatever I want to be, well, why can't I be a woman if I was born a man? I really want to be one. You know, I sincerely want to be one. Or I can, maybe I can marry three or four people. Why not? Or I can just marry myself. There was literally a story I saw last week about a woman who was so fed up with relationships and broken heart stuff that she had a special ceremony at her home where she married herself, and her friends and family were there and supported her. This is uncharted territory. And what is happening at the heart of all of it? This has nothing to do with me being mean to other people or being intolerant. It doesn't have anything to do with you being mean or intolerant. We are not allowed to be intolerant or unloving towards anyone. We are to tolerate and to love, ultimately love, every one of God's children. We are not called to just accept any kind of thought or philosophy or behavior. Put a better way, my friend Stacy Summer, who's been on this program before, put it this way, that God doesn't call us to tolerate others. He calls us to love one another. That properly speaking, we tolerate certain behaviors that people might do for the sake of how much we love them in an attempt to, you know, the ongoing attempt to help them maybe with that problem or that issue or whatever it might be, out of love. But tolerance is not a destination. Tolerance is like a tool that we might use here and there when it's necessary. But to hold up tolerance and relativism and these ideas that we can just do or say or be whatever we want to be is extremely dangerous, and it rejects the moral law that is all around us. You know, the fact is, isn't it much more likely that we are created and born into a world that we are part of, that is reflected in us, that we are called to acknowledge and to respect? Who in the world do we think we are? You know, to just come in and say that we can just define whatever we want, what's going to happen is the undoing of creation, which will be catastrophic to say the least, and if you ask me, is very, very clearly something that the devil would be very quite happy to see happen. So, food for thought. Get back in touch with me if you'd like to. EAENshow@gmail.com. I'm your host, Mike Creevy. This is Ever Ancient, Ever New Show on Holy Family Radio, 720 AM in the Harrisburg area. 720WHYF.com is the website. You can go to Podbean, Pocket Casts, Apple, iTunes, anywhere to find our podcasts over there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God bless you. Until next time, make straight your ways and hope in Him. Take care.